Just wanted to show a picture of this young lady. I'm a very proud grandma, and this is our youngest granddaughter, Hannah. And I thought, seeing it's my birthday this week, you'd indulge me and I'll be able to do my little boasting bit. Now, she looks the picture of innocence, doesn't she? But she's a gorgeous, adorable little bundle of mischief. She really is. And she keeps us all entertained. We don't know what she's going to come out with next. And one day when we were in Germany, which is where she lives, she suddenly came out with this statement: "There's no I in team." And I thought, well, this is going to be profound from Hannah. I was only eight. But then she went on to say, "But there is a you in Buttface." Sorry about that, but and I just got sort of thinking about this. There is no I in team. Okay, we'll leave the rest of it alone. We are a team here, you know. It's not just Pastor Andrew and Wendy. It's not just the leadership. We're all in this together. Right. You know, we saw in the video that Andrew put together, you know, we're all working in this together. And each one of us is part of the team, part of the body. If I could just have the prayer and fasting picture up. If each of you, I think, have got a leaflet about prayer and fasting. We're intending to start the new year, 2014, with 3 days of fasting and prayer. We believe, you know, as a church, it's really important to get our focus right for the year ahead. And it'll just be from Thursday through till Saturday this time. I hope you'll all join with us in it. We need to hear from God for the way ahead. You know, God speaks to us all individually in different ways. Just saw a little quote this week that prayer is talking to God. Revelation is God talking to us. And we need to hear God talking to us for the year ahead. We need that revelation. Now, just a word of warning. By fasting, you know, we don't want to lose anybody else. We have to be careful. So nobody go on a water fast. Not unless the Lord specifically tells you to. You know, you need a specific word from God for that. But just go to the Lord, seek what you should go without for those 3 days. For us in the past, we've sort of cut out meat, cut out alcohol, cut out television programs, things like that. I was sort of thinking today that I spend a lot of time playing a game on the computer called Words of Wonder, and it does take up an awful lot of my time. So I think for those 3 days, I'm going to give up that and spend that time with the Lord. You know, for some of us, for health reasons, it would be difficult to cut out meals altogether, so do be careful. And then it's important to set aside plenty of time to seek the Lord as to what he wants to say to us. Listen to him. And if you have got a word for the church, or a word that you think is important, then please write it down. Bring it along with you next Sunday. I think we're going to set aside some time next Sunday for people to share something of what the Lord's been saying to them during this time of prayer and fasting. And if Duncan doesn't have your email address, make sure that he does, because I'm going to send out emails for each of the 3 days of the fast about things that we should be focusing on and things to encourage you as you seek God for them. So I'm believing for great things for the year ahead.
Amen.
Are you?
Yes. Yes,
I've already had one word from the Lord that I just wanted to share with you, which was, you will finish next year in a totally different place spiritually than when you started. Your joy will increase and your sorrow will decrease. This is not the end. The finish line is yet before you, and you will be a winner crowned victorious. And I think that's a word for each and every one of us for next year. So I'm going to leave that now. Leave that with you. Do seek the Lord as to what you should give up during this time of prayer and fasting. And I'm believing to hear great things next Sunday, what the Lord's been saying to each and every one of us. Amen. Okay. So I just want to move on now to what I felt the Lord should have me share with you. On a similar line to what Pastor Andrew was saying about the chair and his drawing close to God. When we were training missionaries, we worked with Youth of the Mission for 5 years, and we trained a lot of missionaries to go out, particularly into cities, and minister to the needs in the cities. And outside our classroom was this picture, and every time I passed it, it really just spoke to me of, you know, drawing close to the Lord, being held in his arms, being so close you can hear his heartbeat and hearing, you know, what he's saying to us. And we are his sheep. You know, we are his little sheep, and his sheep listen to his voice. So just another word for the time of prayer and fasting. Each of us is his sheep, and he speaks to each of us individually. I want to move on now and look at Psalm 90, which I think has some specific words for us for this year to come. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And then from verse 12, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendour to their children. May the favour of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of your hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Amen. And then going back to verse 12. Teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. As I was preparing what to say today, over and over again, I kept hearing a song going through my head. And we just want to play a little video clip of this song.
So this is Christmas.
Can you kill the lights?
What have you done?
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And we can't think back over the year without remembering dear friends that we've lost, but heaven has gained. But their lives ended, and ours didn't. We have to go on. And as I look back over this year personally, it's been a year like no other. The Lord's just, for the most part, seemed so far away. And I began to question, what am I doing here? Are we in the right place? Am I in the centre of his will? And yet, through it all, there have been special moments of his love poured out for me. You know, sometimes we just don't understand why we go through the things that we do, or the way that he takes us. I know many of us have gone through difficult times this year, and for a church, it's not been easy all that much. Mm. You know, God's really blessed us, but there have been some hard times too. And sometimes the only way we can get to the other side of the mountain is through a dark tunnel. But when we do get through that tunnel, then the perspective and the new view is going to be absolutely amazing. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Our son belongs to a gym and goes just about every day. You know, he's sort of trying to get some weight off and really being successful and really sticking to it. But he dreads January because there are so many people in the gym he can hardly move in January. Everybody takes out a full year's subscription. But then he says by February, you know, it's getting fairly empty again, and so on. For the rest of the year, it's quite easy. But do you make New Year resolutions? I began to think about all the ones that I should make. And I think we've got a bit of a list. Yes, lose more weight. Duncan and I have been quite successful in losing some weight, but we've still got some way to go. Eat more healthily. Yes. Eat five a day. Every time you go back to the UK, we keep hearing this. You've got to have your five a day. It's quite easy here because the fruit and veg is so plentiful. Get more exercise. Well, I do go for a walk every day. get more exercise. Duncan laughed when he saw this one. Be a lot tidier. Oh! Spend more time in prayer. More time in Bible study. Spend less. Save more. The list goes on and on. Oh, and I could add, you know, learn a bit more Spanish to that list as well. I should have done. And nearly two-thirds of us Brits make New Year resolutions. But most have dropped them by the end of January. And then I open up my Bible and find more things to make lists of. You know, things that a follower of Jesus should be, should do, should resist doing, should show to others. The Bible study I was looking at this week that really impressed me suggested we dropped all our lists and just went for one single word. I think you've got it. Flow. Flow. John 7, verse 38 says, "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within him." And you know, that struck a nerve with me. There have been times, there are times when I feel the living water flowing with ease from my heart, but other times when it felt forced. But the idea of just flowing just drew me forward. It doesn't have, you know, trappings of regret or sweeping promises to change like my resolutions did. It just awakens something in me. This old song says, "Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that would follow me." It's not a compulsive desire to change, but just to live the life that God wants me to. Just to flow in the anointing that is given each and every one of us. Just to flow in all that he has for us. Can life really flow from our hearts? I don't think it's any you know, strange coincidence that this church is called Wellsprings, because that well of living water is within each and every one of us, flowing out from this place, flowing to the community outside, just touching lives wherever we go. Just let that living water flow from within you. Let's just relax. You know, let go and let God. We're here to live a life. Life in all its fullness, flowing with that living water of His Spirit. You're not here just to mark time. You're here to live life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Yes, let's not just mark time, but let's make every day count. You know, teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may gain that heart of wisdom. None of us know when the Lord will call us home. And at the moment, so many prophecies are being fulfilled day by day as we, you know, look at the news, read the papers, read all about it. We're getting near to when the Lord's going to come back. None of us know exactly when that is, but it's getting nearer and nearer every day. But in the meantime, let's make every day count. Let's flow in the giftings He's given us. Teach us, Lord, to number our days. Make every one of them count, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And just a few verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. In a few minutes now, Pastor Andrew is going to come and lead us around the communion table. But I want us to think about the year ahead. Just a couple of things. Have we got this, a blank canvas? You know, are we waiting for God to fill it in for us? Is it going to flow with all the good things He has for us? Or is it like this? Are we carrying forward into the new year baggage that He wants us to leave behind? You know, are we carrying forward bitterness, judgment, unforgiveness, all the things that would really spoil and mar this blank canvas? Let's just spend a few moments in thought and think, you know, are we taking anything into the new year that He doesn't want us to? And if so, let's just leave it now at the foot of the cross. Okay. Father, we have so many things to thank You for. We thank You that You brought us to this place, You brought us to this point. We thank You for all the things that You brought us through this year. Even if they've been difficult, Lord, we know that You've been with us every step of the way. And we thank You for that, Lord. But we want to look ahead now, Lord, to the year ahead, believing You for great things, believing that You're going to paint a beautiful picture on that blank canvas of our lives, Lord. And Lord, we're going to come rejoicing at the end of this next year, Lord, of all the things that You have done. So Lord, I pray You just teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that each day that we have left here on earth will be full of us flowing in all that You have for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.